We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
She's back. Hurricane Jordana Category 5, Georgina.
You might not be happy about that.
Where did you, can you say now where you
were? Yeah, we were away for the week and went to Mexico.
Puerto Vallarta.
And it was very lovely. And no, we didn't do anything. We laid on the beach. We took naps. We drank too much and ate too much and slept too much. And that was the goal of the vacation.
But at least I got the impression that you were just going to remain in a darkened hotel room drinking. You did go out by the pool the beach.
Yes. When you have beautiful weather, we wanted someplace where there was guaranteed weather.
Was it nice?
It was.
Can you describe it to us, please?
Oh, the beaches were sandy and smooth.
You get no sand between your toes.
In the
morning, about the sand.
There was a little bit of cloud cover, and then by the afternoon, everything was bright and hot. And
How high?
On the beach.
80?
85.
80-ish?
Yeah, it was hot. It was hot.
Sunscreen?
Mark went parasailing. Have you done this?
I have not tried that. No.
Oh, it was great fun. I should. You know what? I'll post a video on
I'm
the
impressed that he
page.
Did that, though. That's how I would meet my maker. I'd be the one guy.
I made sure the insurance was up to date.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Before he took off. All right. Insurance is good. You can go. See ya.
I'm glad you had a good time.
We had a great time. I feel very rested and relaxed and not glad to be back in the weather, but definitely glad to be back with you.
I noticed you didn't check in. There were no emails.
There were no emails.
No texts. You disconnected. Good for you.
I disconnected from you guys. I connected with the kids, obviously, and I did check email.
We're
I just didn't
kids.
Respond.
We're your kids.
That's for sure.
We're your grown-up kids.
But, you know, it's interesting because we're going to be talking about work hours a little bit later in the show. There's this debate now on Twitter. Elon Musk did an interview
right.
that said
60 minutes.
If you want to change the world, you have to work about 100 hours a week. If you want to change the world. Hey, look, not all of us want to change the world. Okay, so Elon is changing the world.
I just want to get through the day.
Right? I'm minute to minute here. But Daniel Pink, the famous business author who has a new book out, tweeted today that productivity, and this is based on data, of course. He's a data guy. Productivity drops off after 55 hours a week. So you
right.
will max out at 55 hours a week. And basically, whatever you do after that is you're spinning your wheels.
Nobody, unless you're an alien, can stay focused, truly focused and hyper-productive mm-hmm. for 16, 18 hours a day. I don't mm-hmm. care who you are. It's the old adage, you know, do you work longer? Do you work smarter?
Right.
But I would argue that Elon Musk has changed the world. I know Pinker
sure.
has a different opinion of mm-hmm. that, but I think he has. But no, I think he's an alien. I still think he is a Martian sent here to save us from ourselves.
And
that's
maybe the rest of us mere mortals fall off after 55 hours of work. Maybe Elon Musk, if he is an alien or a different sort of our species, he works better when he's go, go, go all the time. But then, you know, Paul Susan and I, Susan's at the helm today, thank goodness. We're grateful she's here. We were talking about what constitutes work.
Yeah, how many people sit in one spot all day and mm-hmm. make widgets? The same thing. I mean, mm-hmm. Many of us are in an information economy now,
right.
and you're working, I would argue, when you're in your car and a creative thought pops into your mm-hmm. brain, when you're sitting at home doing something else and, oh, maybe we should try X, Y, and Z. So the whole definition of work has changed. You
right.
know?
Like, I don't think it's work when I get up. Or send the kids off to school and I'm sitting on the parent pickup line scrolling on my phone for fodder for the show. Or I guess even answering emails, it doesn't feel like work to me. It feels like part of life. So if I'm doing something else, waiting to pick up the kids or, you know, if I get up and I'm laying in bed in the morning looking at my newsletters, I guess it's work because my intent is to know what's going on in the world and have fodder for the show. But it doesn't feel... You know, it doesn't feel intrusive into my life in a negative way, the way I envision work.
Work is garbled, though. I mean, it's not a continuous stream, right? Because you're checking the emails, you're looking mm-hmm. at news stories. Would that work for air? Would that not
right.
work? But at the same time, you're getting emails from Aunt
yeah,
Genevieve.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
All
yeah,
it,
she needed
all...
me to pick up something for the party this weekend.
Did
I
she?
Told her salt and pepper shakers make a good gift. I'll pick that up for us, Aunt Genevieve.
I'm glad you're back. We miss you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll have that conversation either 3:35 or 4 o'clock. And we would like, what we're going to ask, of course, is how's it working for you? Are you on an assembly line and you're doing the 8 hours a day and then you're checked out? Your productivity gets dangerous after that? Or are you in a different line of work where you work on and off throughout the day that could add up to 12 hours a day, but it doesn't feel like it anymore?
Right.
So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But the Twitter.
The Twitter.
So the Twitter happened again today. And clearly
what
it got
happened? What happened? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the leader of our great nation. The president tweeted out today, Democrats can't find a smocking gun. That's his error, not mine. Tying the Trump campaign to Russia after James Comey's testimony. No smocking gun, no collusion at Fox News. That's because there was no collusion. So now the Dems go with a simple private transaction wrongly called a campaign contribution. Next text. Which it was not. Now he's talking about the campaign contribution. Of course, we're going back to the Michael Cohen story about Stormy Daniels and Stephanie Clifford. He writes, wrongly call it a campaign contribution, which it was not. But even if it was, it's only a civil case like Obama's. But it was done. I'll tell you about that in a minute. But it was done correctly by a lawyer and there wouldn't even be a fine. Lawyer's liability if he made a mistake. Lawyer's liability if he made a mistake, not me. Cohen's just trying to get his sentence reduced. Witch hunt. That's in capitals. All right, Paul. So what?
He spelled witch hunt right.
That autocorrects on his phone. That one we see a lot. The tweeting, we see that a lot.
But again, is this a civil matter? Is it a private transaction between two consenting adults? Or is it a federal elections violation? Is it a felony? You know, a lot of stuff being thrown around. And Jordana, I have a much bigger question.
Uh-oh.
Is breaking the law a crime?
You know, I'm going to go with yes.
Think about that.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is breaking the law a crime?
Yes. Why? Is there a trick answer to that I don't know about?
Some people are using hand-waving arguments. Well, it's not really a crime. Says it's a crime, but it's not really a crime.
Let me give you a little backstory about what we're talking about and what we'd like you to chime in on. On Monday, the president dismissed the payments in these tweets, as you sort of heard, but I know they were cryptic. So if you're just tuning in, I'll give you a little background. On Monday, today, the president says the payments to alleged mistresses, the Stormy Daniels and the Stephanie Clifford, just before the 2016 presidential election were, quote, simple private transactions. And that disputes the claim by prosecutors that say they amounted to a conspiracy to evade campaign finance laws. Now, the Democrats say these payments could be the potential to cause impeachment. And that's obviously what the Republicans are worried about. Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is scheduled to be sentenced this week after pleading guilty to felony campaign finance violations, also financial crimes and lying to Congress about Trump's business dealings in Russia. And there's a lot to dig into on the weeds here. But what they're saying is the president paid off Stormy Daniels and Stephanie Clifford during the campaign because he didn't want the news that he had slept with them, had an affair with them while Melania was home with a six-month-old infant to influence the election.
He paid them off. Isn't
correct. It? That and now we know that. He said that he's done that in his tweets. At first, he talked, you know, back in 2016 on Air Force One. He said, I have no idea what any of those payments are. Then he says Michael handled it. Then he says, yes, I did know about it, and they were perfectly legal. Okay? So that's where we are with that. These happened. He knew about them. Now he's saying they're perfectly legal. The special counsel is saying they might not be. Yet, there is no indictment. He has not been charged with a crime. So we'll get into the weeds if that happens on that. The question today is if you knew about this before the election, if you knew that Mr. Trump then had paid off a porn star and a Playboy model to keep hush about affairs that he had with them, would it have changed anything for you? Because, Paul, that's the nuts and bolts of this. It's if it influenced the election, it did violate the campaign finance laws. If it didn't, maybe it didn't. But That's at the crux. And it's really not for us to decide eventually. I guess that's going to be for a judge or a jury to decide. But if you voted for Trump, I'd like to know the answer. If you knew this information before the election, would it have changed your mind about him? Our phone number is 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Or you can send us a text at 81807.
One of our listeners says, I don't care that Bill Clinton did. I don't care that Trump did the same.
So therefore, it would not have changed that person's...
His agenda, his vision, whatever you want to call it, that took priority.
Correct.
And we will look past, beyond the personal proclivities.
Correct.
No, I wouldn't want my daughter or my sister to date this guy.
Right.
But, you know, I believe in what he stands for.
Correct. And I think, and I don't know what your thoughts are on this, but I'd like it. I think it would not have changed anything because the people that were going to vote for him were still going to vote for him.
Right.
Because we already knew about the tape. Remember? The grab him by the... So we knew about that tape. And if that, you know, we don't care. People don't care that people have affairs. I think it would have had zero impact.
I agree.
On the election.
I tend to agree.
I wonder why he did it then. I guess he was afraid it would have an impact on the election because he paid the money.
I don't understand why, if the Access Hollywood video came out, and that was pretty graphic stuff, if that didn't have an impact on polling, and I don't think it did at the time. I don't think his polling went down after that tape was released. But for whatever reason, it appears he did pay these two women off because there was some lingering concern. In a close race, could that have made a difference, a point or two? Yeah, that could have made a big difference.
It could have. But we didn't know, so we didn't have – it didn't have the opportunity to make
ignorance
a difference.
Ignorance is bliss, Mama.
We didn't know, and that's the crux of it. You hit the nail on the head with that. Let's take a call before the break. Al's in Bloomington. Hey, Al, jump on in here.
I just wanted to say that knowing Donald Trump was somewhat of a playboy in his younger days, I don't think a lot of people, certainly not me, would be surprised. I guess I'd have to take it all in the overall picture of everything else that came out, but I don't think that alone would have swayed me.
So it wouldn't have mattered. And I appreciate the call, Al. Thank you. So Al says wouldn't have swayed him and probably wouldn't have swayed others. I think that is the – well, I mean, that's just my opinion, is I feel like that's going to be the consensus, that it just wouldn't have mattered.
That his personal proclivities really don't dictate how he will perform as commander-in-chief, or do they? Should they?
Or his morality doesn't matter. That's what we're saying here, that it would not have affected the election because, you know, he's cheating on his wife with a porn star, and the people that voted for him don't care about that.
But he never went on the air and said, look, I'm a choir boy.
No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
I have no issues in my personal life.
And none of them do, by the way. You'd be hard-pressed to find a man running for office that did not have any issues.
Look at JFK.
I don't know about any Obama past relationships. I don't know that he was ever accused of cheating on Michelle.
I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
Not that I heard.
Jay, we're going to sneak you in, by the way, in Hammett. Our phone number is 651-989-9226. We'll continue the conversation after the break. But, Jay, we want to get you in here. Hello, sir.
Hey, just real quick, you know, who is left to be president if we have to be perfect?
Well, yeah, nobody's perfect. I think there was one perfect individual, but since then it's been a...
They're gone, and we're stuck with this going forward. So, yes, Jordan, I agree that the consensus would be it didn't matter.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Whether that's right or wrong, didn't matter.
Jay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Interesting what Jay says. Okay, so it doesn't matter. And then, boy, I bet if the president could go back in time, he wishes he never bothered paying him off because it wouldn't have mattered anyway. You know? Then it's all for naught, and he could really get in trouble for this. Because if it is proven that it's campaign finance reform, he could get indicted if it's proven.
I would argue this is small potatoes. The bigger issue is Russia and whether or not anything sticks, whether they can prove it. Was there collusion? Was there conspiracy?
This is separate from that investigation.
No, I understand that. But in the cosmic scope of things, the arc of his presidency, whether or not he had sex with two women consensually and paid them off, I think the average voter on the street goes, meh, eh, doesn't matter. I don't care.
Right. And they don't. Boy, that's...
What?
That's the thing. I tell you, there'll be nobody left to vote for if cheating on your spouse. I mean, I think, look, having sex with a porn star while your wife is at home with a six-month-old, huge problem for me. Huge problem for me personally and morally. But if cheating on your spouse, like Clinton, he was a dog. JFK was a dog. You know, if cheating on your spouse, we're now that's now going to be our bar for whether we vote for somebody, there's going to be nobody left to vote for.
People are flawed. Full stop.
I know, but cheat. Porn star. Okay, all right, all right. Look, we'll continue the discussion. Neil, we see you, 651-989-9226. And listen, I see all of your texts. Paul and I will get to them right after the break. So it's interesting this morning what happened. That we're talking, of course, about President Trump dismissing payments to alleged mistresses just before the 2016 presidential election.
Mistresses?
Mistresses,
were
yeah.
they mistresses?
Sure. Yeah, someone you're cheating on your wife with is a mistress. For sure. Right? It was. I don't know. Is there a definition of mistress?
When I think mistress, I think kind of like a long term, but maybe not. Okay. I don't know. What do I know?
We'll Google that during the break.
I watch too many soaps.
But the president calls them a simple private transaction. But prosecutors are saying it could amount to conspiracy to evade campaign finance laws. And how that shakes out is this way. Legal analysts say the allegations against Trump could amount to a felony because it amounts to conspiracy to conceal payments from campaign contribution reports and from the voters.
But this morning, the president compared this to President Obama. Obama's campaign was fined $375,000 by the Federal Election Commission for failing to file deadlines for disclosing large donations late in the election cycle. Some experts have pointed out what Obama did was negligent. What the president did is knowing and willful.
And willful are legal terms that they're using.
Knowing and willful that the mental state required.
Yeah.
It was a, was it an oops or a calculated, hey, let's do this.
It could mean trouble for the president. Cheating on your spouse, yeah. No, is not illegal. But these payments, if they're deemed the right way, it could mean trouble. Look, the question Paul and I asked is, if it wasn't concealed, if the president, Michael Cohen, did not conceal this from you, would it have mattered? Would it have changed your vote? Let's sneak in these calls before the break. Barry's in Minneapolis. Jump on in here, Barry.
Yes, hello. One of the points I wanted to make was that the president, one of the main roles it's directly responsible for is to be the commander-in-chief of the military. And it is untrue that cheating on your spouse is not illegal from the code of military justice that the people that he is in charge of have to live with.
Really?
Live under. So.
Wait, Barry, are you saying that cheating on your spouse, if you're in the military, is illegal?
Yep. But it's certainly something that you could get punished for in the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Absolutely.
Well, I had no idea. Did you know anything about that military,
Dad? I have to remind my Navy son of that. Now, he's single, but I have to tell Brett about that. I did not know that.
And a good person and would not cheat on his future spouse.
I'd like to think not.
Well, that's interesting, Barry. So a little twist on that. Barry, thanks for the call. I did not know.
Thanks,
Barry. I'm going to Google that right now, but I believe you, Barry. Ben's in Minneapolis. We'll sneak in before the break. Hi, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you, sir.
Good. I wouldn't have voted for Trump no matter what, but I think you're kind of missing the point here that he lied. And if I were even inclined to vote for him, sorry, that's my directions.
Okay. It's okay, Ben. We want you to get there safely.
No worries.
Thank you. God willing. So he not only cheated on his wife, he cheated on America. And besides the point that he very well may have broken the law. And the guy continues to lie being in office over and over and over again. Who in the heck wants to have that as a president? That's what I have to say.
Thanks for the call, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
One of our listeners says, Jor, it matters because it mattered to him, to President Trump, to the tune of 100,000 plus.
And which, that's interesting.
Which created a weak point that bad actors could exploit.
That's a very thoughtful text. And that is interesting that it mattered enough to him to conceal it. So he thought it would matter to the voters. And therefore, in trying to conceal it, because he thought it would influence the election. So did he willfully do something that he was thinking would affect the election? If you go down that path like the texter did, you get there that, yes, he was trying to change perception to make him more positive in the eyes of the electorate.
And the first politician ever in the history of this great nation to try that.
Bruce in Apple Valley, we see you. The phone number is 952. No, it's not. That's not the phone number.
651. You've been gone, what, 2 days?
Sorry.
And you forget the phone number? 651-989-9226. Please call and tell Jordana why she's wrong. We'll be back next on CCO. Jor, you learn something new every day. One of our texters says, yes to married soldiers who can be punished for affairs. Look it up. We did,
and it's still confusing to me.
It seems a little ambiguous, but it seems like it may have an impact, not legally, right? You can't be arrested or court-martialed, but maybe it does factor in to a potential promotion or a raise.
Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, thank you, Susan Blanche, Article 77 through 134 of the UCMJ encompasses the punitive offenses. These are crimes one can be prosecuted for, and none of those articles mentions adultery. Adultery in the military is prosecuted under Article 134, which is also known as the General Article. 134 prohibits conduct which is of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces or conduct which is prejudicial to good order and discipline. But it doesn't say what you can – like what's the punishment. It doesn't say what the punishment is.
And I suspect there are a lot of people out there that feel the way this texter does, who says, Paul, what he did is not illegal. Your liberal callers think it's horrible because they don't like the man. If you don't like the man, you will think paying off women to keep quiet is immoral and therefore not conforming enough to be president, which is a personal dislike. Liberals don't look at the good the man has done for this country.
And this really isn't about morality anymore.
It's legality, right?
The question was illegal. Yeah, correct. And the question was, would it have changed your vote? We are curious about that. Had you known? Because clearly the president, in paying off Stormy and Ms. Clifford, was trying to affect the outcome of the election.
Or was he just trying to keep it from Melania?
That would be a very good defense, by the way. That would be an excellent defense.
I'm representing the president.
That, you know what? His defense attorney should totally go with that, because it might be considered illegal. Remember, and Bruce, Mark, Chris, Tom, we see you. Legal analysts say the allegations against Trump could amount to a felony because it amounts to a conspiracy to conceal the payments, keep them hidden, from campaign contribution reports and from voters. So, of course it was immoral. Whatever. Clinton was immoral. JFK was immoral. They're all immoral. Maybe not Obama. We didn't hear about the affairs. But they're all immoral. That's not a question anymore.
One of our listeners, let me just squeeze this in. The evangelical Christians would have voted for Jeb Bush in primaries if Trump's affairs during marriage would have surfaced sooner. Interesting theory.
I like that.
We'll never know.
Is Jeb squeaky? He seems like a nice guy.
We don't know.
We don't know much about him. Okay.
Jor.
Bruce, thank you for waiting, sir. Bruce in Apple Valley, chime on in here, sir.
Hello. I really enjoy your show. You guys do a great job. I listen to you every day.
We're trying. Thank you, Bruce.
and if he wasn't concerned, why would he lie about it?
Right.
And I'll give you a personal story. I ran for House of Representatives in 2014, and the woman I ran against was the wife of an Assembly of God minister. She beat me. I ran for the first time. She was the third three-term incumbent, and ended up having an affair in a park in Eagan, got caught, didn't step down. They demoted her husband because they took fault with him. And then she ended up going through her term, she did step down from the ethics committee, which is understandable.
Yep.
So I get it. And had they known, the voters in Apple Valley, Lakeville, that she was having an affair, I'll guarantee you, it would have changed the outcome of the election.
So might have mattered.
And I took umbrance, as you can imagine, very personal to me.
Right.
That and the fact that they demoted her husband because she had an affair, what does that tell you about that operation?
Wow. Anyway,
so thank you so much.
What an amazing story, Bruce.
Well, it's the true story.
Hey, and Bruce, we hope you run again.
Bruce, yeah, I was just going to say, give it another shot.
Yeah.
No way.
Smart man.
When Angie Craig, who was recently elected, decided to run for office in 2015, she called me up and she said she wanted to have coffee and we spent an hour and a half. And I told her to begin with, I said, Angie, you do know I lost. And she said, I don't care. I want to hear about it.
Oh,
so anyway, so that's
nice.
That's my take.
Great story, Bruce.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank, right.
We appreciate the call. That was a fascinating story. Mark, Chris, and Tom, we see you. Let's take a quick break, and we promise we'll get your calls in right after the break.
Paul and Jordana, would it change your vote knowing what we do know now about the president paying off these two women?
Mark's in Orono. Mark, I'm sorry we have limited time. Want to get you in, sir.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Oh. Can you hear me?
Yes, yep, we can.
Gotcha.
This was already in the public domain back in 2011, the Stormy Daniels thing. If you look it up on the internet, it was In Touch magazine, and no one thought it was a big deal, and that's why they're saying that he was just doing it to protect Melania and Barron. And he'd done this before the election and after the election, and he didn't use campaign funds. And, you know, this follows in line with how they handled the Edwards suit. I don't know if you remember Edwards.
Of course.
It was the same exact thing. And they just ruled that
protect
it was personal
his wife.
Funds, not, yeah, it was personal funds, not campaign funds.
All right, and Mark, we want to get to another call. Tom has been waiting
an
equal amount of time. But Mark makes a good point. Good defense. Hey, Tom, jump on in here.
I'm with Mark on this. This won't rise to the level of impeachment because we let Clinton off on this in 99.
Well, Clinton was impeached, as I recall.
He was, but he walked out of that with a 70% approval rating. So America's sort of judged on this already. I think it's the second piece of the Cohen revelation is it'll come back to Russia again.
Yeah.
We're through the undercard on this, but that meeting in June, you got to remember, Trump didn't think they were going to win. They were down 12.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so Russia shows up talking about a tower and really something to do after the election's over with. And I'll add the elements of the Russian spy masters here. If they can get hooks into Trump and have influence over him, should he win, then they have influence over him for the next 4 years. So they were trying to get rid of that Magnitsky Act. I'm going to pronounce it.
Tom, sorry that we're out of time, but he makes a great point. We'll see you back here on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.